In this Medicine Shredded voice note, I give an overview of obstructive jaundice. This occurs as a result of blockage in the biliary tree, resulting in no bile flowing from the liver into the duodenum. Causes can be divided into intraductal, intramural, and extraductal in relation to the extrahepatic bile ducts. The most common cause is gallstones that have impacted into the bile duct, and this is called choledocholithiasis. However, malignancy must always be kept in mind, especially the periampullary and perihilar tumors. Diagnosis is suspected with a history of jaundice, together with pale or white stools and very dark brown or even Coca-Cola colored urine. Confirmation is with both a liver function test and an abdominal ultrasound. A high total bilirubin, together with a conjugated bilirubin that is 70% of the total bilirubin and raised GGT and ALP, are pathognomonic of an obstructive LFT. The abdominal ultrasound should show a dilated biliary tree and may point to the level and sometimes the cause of the obstruction. You must have both the typical liver function test arrangement together with the dilated bile ducts on an ultrasound to conclusively diagnose obstructive jaundice. Thereafter, it is important to rule out acute complications of the obstructive jaundice. And these four are namely acute cholangitis, which is infection of the bile duct, pruritus, which is itching, coagulopathy, often evidenced by bruising, nosebleeds, gastrointestinal tract bleeds, etc., and renal dysfunction despite fluid resuscitation. If any of these are present, the biliary tree should be drained as a matter of urgency. If not, there is time to work up the cause of the obstruction and determine a plan of management. The biliary tree can be drained either endoscopically during a procedure called an endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreaticogram, or ERCP, or with interventional radiology performing a percutaneous transhepatic biliary drainage known as a PTBD, or percutaneous transhepatic cholecystostomy. And surgeons, of course, can do a bypass procedure, such as a hepaticojejunostomy. Further investigations may include a contrast-enhanced CT scan, either a pancreas protocol CT scan if the problem is in the distal common bile duct, or a triphasic abdominal CT scan if the problem is more proximal in the biliary tree. An alternative to CT scan is an MRCP. In summary, my approach to obstructive jaundice is to confirm the diagnosis with an abdominal ultrasound and a typical liver function test. Additional tests I do at the time of presentation include a full blood count and CRP to help with the diagnosis of cholangitis, urea and electrolytes for the renal dysfunction, and an INR for coagulopathy. I then actively look for the four complications and proceed with the management or further investigations. Other voice notes related to obstructive jaundice include the liver function test in OJ and what is an ERCP. For more information or more detailed information, listen to the Students of Surgery podcast, Obstructive Jaundice, as well as the case study and an approach to obstructive jaundice in What's Wrong with That Patient podcast. See the show notes for links to these podcasts.